You're listening to TJ Talks. This podcast probably is going to contain a lot of explicit language, so you're forewarned.
All right, welcome to TJ Talks. I am Judd.
And I'm Teresa.
Hey, well, welcome to Monday, Memorial Day here in 2014.
Wow. Yes, happy Memorial Day, and especially to you, Judd. You're a veteran of the Navy, U.S. Navy. How many years did you serve?
20.
20 years. Wow. Yeah.
But let's not forget, this is not Veterans Day.
Right.
It is totally about those who died.
Have passed away, correct?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's still an appreciation of armed services, too, don't you think? Or no? I mean, I get the national meaning of it, but I think people now are kind of making that a broader thing.
I kind of think, though, this really has to be about those who passed away. But it does focus, it does put a lot of focus on veterans, which is a good thing,
mm-hmm.
especially with what we're going to talk about today.
Right.
So I'll quickly go over some of the things we'll talk about today. We're going to talk about the VA scandal. We're going to talk about worldwide shootings, a bunch of events around the world. Not that that goes together like peanut butter and jelly, but hey.
No, but the fact that we have to have a conversation about which shooting did you want to talk about? The one in Santa Barbara or the one in Belgium? That is just fucking ludicrous, right?
Right. And to keep it light, we'll talk about Kanye and Kim. And I'm not even sure why we're talking about them, but we'll figure that one out, right?
Yes.
Talk about a little bit about summer movies and maybe my experience at Disney, because I got to go to see ride, the new ride at Disney during its soft opening at Disney World called the Dwarves Mine Ride, something like that. Snow White and the Seven Dwarves Mine Ride.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. All right. So VA scandal. What the heck is going on with the VA? The guy just resigned. There's service members not getting treatment, people who, you know, veterans who are trying to get treatment and get nothing. They're talking about destroying records, all sorts of crazy crap happening.
Okay, so let's examine this from the nugget that it starts at. A government agency is not efficient, right? I mean, that's okay. Really, when you break it down to its core, what it is. So, fuck Obama for not getting in there, raising his fist, pounding it on the desk, or whatever it is he needs to do to tell them, get your systems updated. And I understand it's a process. And I do understand that some work has been done, but obviously not enough and not fast enough. And if he doesn't jump in front of this very fast moving train, it'll be a death knell for him. He needs to actively become a larger, louder leader in this endeavor.
Actually, it isn't a death knell for him. It's just a really death knell for the Republic or for the Democratic Party.
You bet.
Because that's where it's going to hurt. You know, he's a lame duck president at this point.
Right. But what I'm saying is his Obamacare, which is mm-hmm. what the Republicans are now tying the VA scandal to, which I still don't get that term. But OK, this is what Obamacare is going to lead to. And we're all going to be stuck in this bureaucracy that the poor veterans are stuck in right now. Which is not true, because Obamacare is not government-run healthcare. It's still insurance company-driven healthcare. So that's not the case.
Right.
But for simpletons and folks who don't want to think about an issue, that's what it's going to sound like, right? And frankly, you know, between the whatever that percentage of people, 21 or 22%, that still believe there are going to be death panels, I mean, we're going to lose we're losing an uphill battle here by not getting in front of this. And I don't know about you, but it's the year 2014, and I've got an iPhone that can, you know, essentially power us to the moon and back or whatever. And the fact that they can't get a computerized, centralized data system for records is just criminally wrong. I mean, that's just wrong at a fundamental level.
Oh, yeah, especially with all the computer companies that are out there that would have just jumped at the chance to get this contract to do it.
And privatize it. That's right. Exactly. Sell it off to the highest bidder or the lowest bidder or whatever it is that they give government contracts to. Make that happen. This is just, it's just the most ridiculous thing that this can't get done.
Trust me, Lockheed Martin would have jumped at this. There's other computer ITT. There's a bunch of computer-oriented services out there that do this exact work.
And then you make the best of the both worlds. You excite all the capitalists and say, here you go, we're selling this off like we're doing everything else in this country and privatizing it. And the veterans are now in the good hands of the folks at Lockheed or Raytheon or whomever. And all their records are safe and sound and transferable from state to state and trackable from, you know, medical genre to medical genre. It just, it doesn't make sense. And frankly, the VA could take a lesson from our good friends at the IRS and figure out how the hell they keep track of everybody. Because trust me, if I moved to another state, that other state would have a recollection of the fact that I did or did not have tax problems in the state of California. And they would know it toot goddamn sweet. So that just makes me insane. It just makes me insane. So they need to get something a little more connected, right? If it's a giant Dropbox account, where all the veterans' records go into Dropbox and we can all access it from the internet. I mean, when you put it down to that level, it could be something like that. I mean, I get it. There's systems and privacy, and that's for bigger brains than mine to figure out. But you and I can both determine a simple solution to this problem is centralizing it and making it right and getting it off the paper and all of that other stuff.
Absolutely.
It's a shame. It's a shame that we have to have this conversation. And I heard something today that really bothered me. And it says, well, we have such a plethora of veterans. And I thought, well, like that was some sort of problem that, you know, we have all these veterans now. Well, yeah, I guess because people are living longer and veterans are living longer and people aren't dying as easily in combat. And so they're living with more problems. And somehow that was the problem. It just
actually,
doesn't make sense.
What the real issue comes down to is that we have more veterans who need the service of the VA than we had before because they've been in combat and they have post-traumatic stress syndrome. They have injuries that are not life-threatening, but they provide them with a level of disability. We have disabled vets, more disabled vets than we've ever had before. Like, I'm a veteran. I don't need the services of the VA necessarily. Maybe in, you know, as I get older and I have something that may have happened from walking steel decks for years on board ship, my knees might give out and that might be considered service related. And I might get a 0%, which might mean that they'll, you know, give me my crutches or a walker or something like that.
Now, do you have provisions in your private health care that make you unable to see your private doctor for something that comes up that you have to go to the VA first, or you can choose to do whatever you want?
That no insurance can force you to go to the VA for anything.
Okay. So you could never use the VA system if you have private insurance the rest of your life, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
If you have private insurance, they can't go, oh, you're a veteran, we're not going to provide for you. Actually, I've been to the VA and just to see if I could get any kind of service at all. And without getting a rating, I can get no service. Because I'm not rated, they just basically say, Now, if I made no money, if I was destitute, they would take care of me.
Right. And that, as it should be. Right.
And
I wonder, there's got to be a good percentage out there to know how many veterans actually use the VA versus their own private insurance. Or is there any merge or crossover or people use one system or the other?
I could tell you if I could get the VA health care, I would probably try to see what I could use out of it. Especially if it was, even if it was just medication.
Right.
Because it'd probably be cheaper. I mean,
can you get medical marijuana from a VA doctor?
That's a good question. For you out there in California, find that one out. I have a feeling that's not the case because they're federal. So that's not happening.
Back to the original part of this whole thing, Memorial Day. Obviously, everyone is enjoying their day off from work if they are lucky enough to do that, and hopefully giving some thanks to those who have given their lives for us. Do you fly a flag? And you're in an apartment right now, right? So you don't have do you have a flag out in front?
No.
I fly a flag every day, and in fact, we just bought a new one, so I'm going to change it up. I kind of try to do that. And then Flag Day is coming up June 14th, and for whatever reason, I really like that stuff, so I always have a flag out.
I'm going to force that at the next place that I'm at, because I can, I'm an owner type person over there.
Right, you know, and it's something nice to do.
If they're willing to put money towards Christmas decorations, they can put money towards a fucking flagpole.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
You know, they'll spend money repainting and dinging me for an extra $1,000 a year in assessments. But when it comes to this other stuff, they just don't seem to do it. Anyways, let's move on and talk a little bit about bang, bang, shoot, shoot, everywhere.
Everywhere.
It was interesting because I was reading my Facebook stream and someone reposted a letter from Michael Moore of famous Bowling for Columbine.
Columbine, yeah. Right. You've seen that movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They thought, oh, well, let's ask him what he thinks about this latest round of shootings. And he said, I'm done with that whole business. I made my commentary some time ago and a whole bunch of crap that he wrote about. And then at the end of the day is nothing's going to change. People have guns. They're going to shoot each other. And that's just the way life is. And it really is that way. And you would think that in these other countries it wouldn't happen, but there was a shooting, a racially based shooting at a synagogue.
There was a Jewish history museum, actually.
Museum,
yeah.
Okay. Over there in Belgium. And then I'm not sure that Santa Barbara at the school, is that right?
Yeah. Well, right outside on the campus. Yeah. Now, interestingly enough, and we've talked about these incidents ad nauseum, right? To the point where it's just so frustrating. And I always go back to what were the parents doing? People had to know this kid was troubled. What's going on with that? Now, there is some reports that this family had alerted authorities about this kid and that they felt he was a danger. But, of course, he hadn't committed any crime at that point, so he was a little bit stuck. That in and of itself is horrible. But yet, how do you have a system where – what if I called and said, hey, you know, I think Judd's acting a little strange. Can you please go arrest him? You know, we can't have that either. So there is no good – there is no good solution, and there is no discussion that can even be had about gun control or limitations. So I don't know how we're ever going to stop this problem. It feels like there is no reason, you know, and here in America, it's one thing, but for it to be happening in other countries is very surprising. And on the scale that this was the one incident that they've ever had, and specifically that incident in Norway comes to mind from two summers ago. I mean, they're more isolated and removed those incidents, but they're starting to pick up volume, and that's kind of scary.
Says it's not even clear whether Roger knew Cooper and Weiss, the two people that he shot at. And there's a local connection for you. Cooper was from Chino Hills.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And that YouTube video that he did and all of that. And just, I don't know how do you fix those defective units?
Well, that brings all that stuff about gun control and all these things. If the criminal didn't have a gun, what would the other thing they would have done? I mean, remember when we were in high school, you heard about the jealous girl who threw acid on another girl?
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, it's just like...
Well, there's ways to hurt people whether or not you have guns, right? Yeah,
right.
Especially if you're crazy.
Right. So do crazy people do crazy things regardless? It's just that guns are easy.
And it could be crazier on a smaller scale, let's hope. I mean, I don't know. There's no really good answer here. There just isn't.
I mean, you don't have a lot of randomness when, like with guns, you can shoot 20, 30 bullets randomly and hit random people. When you don't have that ability, then it has to be more methodical and thought out. You've got to get the knife, got to go, you know, engage somebody at close range. It's just
and more hand to hand. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to randomly going to and then sneak away.
Right. No, there's just these things are going to be never explainable, never understandable, and never predictable. That's the worst part. That is
right.
The worst part. So, yeah. So, I don't know what else to say about that. That really sucks. I mean,
well,
what do you say?
Well, I know. I mean, I don't know that there's, unless somebody really cares to fix it, and I don't know how society fixes it. I really don't.
You don't.
We either accept the guns that we got, and that's the way it is, or we say we have to be a gunless society, and I don't ever see that happening in America.
of course not. It will never happen. Sadly. Never. I mean, it just won't.
Right.
All right.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. How do we segue from that? Let's see. Random ending of life and marriage. How's that? We're going to talk about Kim and Kanye, right?
Kim and Kanye. I try to digest a little bit of this topic, and I guess I'm so pop culture not into this. I guess I hate Kanye West so much because of his whole demeanor and the shit that he did with what's her name up on that stage so many years ago.
You still hold a grudge about the Taylor Swift incident?
I totally do. I totally do.
I heard a comedian say that she should be in the audience, and when the priest or preacher goes to say, if there's anyone here who has any objections to this marriage, please stand up. And that would be Taylor Swift's perfect cue to interrupt their wedding ceremony. He's an asshole. I don't think he's that talented. I mean, we can really bottom line some of these topics today. And he's ridiculous. And she is a really very beautiful woman, right, as far as a physical appearance, who's very famous for having a sex tape, and that just exploded. So here again, she's another one of those people that I'm partially extremely jealous of and hate simultaneously, because she took that very negative PR thing of having a very publicly released sex tape and turned it into a multi-bajillion dollar empire that she's now roped her whole family into.
Hold on. Let's not forget why she's famous. Why all the Kardashians are famous.
Well, what do you mean?
Why is the Kardashians famous at all?
Well, Robert Kardashian, her dad, obviously, is an attorney. But what do you mean?
Yeah, because O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yeah. Well, we know him from that.
That's the only reason. They were little tiny kids during O.J. Simpson.
Yeah. But her sex tape propelled her into the really pop culture realm.
Right, but she,
I don't think her dad had anything for that.
But how did she get into this Hollywood weird world of celebs?
Elite moneyed family, because her dad was the high powered attorney in L.A. Yeah, no, I'm not saying you're not right about that. I'm just saying that she made her own mark by doing what's his name, Ray J, on that video, and good for her.
Right. Yeah, but she would never have been in that situation had her dad not been a high-powered attorney and the notoriety of a Kardashian, because that was an attorney for O.J.
Well, like Paris Hilton, right? She wouldn't be famous if she didn't have the last name of Hilton. So,
right.
Because she has no talent or anything that she's capable of doing on her own.
And when have you heard from her since?
Yeah, she really peaked and has ebbed out. Like, I don't hear anything from her, so.
Right. Kardashian, you won't hear from unless Kanye West does something with her to push it.
I don't understand. You know, we're talking about this, and we're famous for saying we don't understand why people get talked about. But we're talking about
we're not famous. We're not going to be famous. But
now, don't say. This is her third wedding. It's this been this media circus, and here again. One complaint that I've heard many times over, and I actually am glad to hear it, is that why is her wedding this weekend what's getting the most national news or press time versus what this weekend's really all about? And that's kind of a sad indicator of where things are sometimes in society.
Mm, yeah.
But that's how it goes. Because she's got a nice fucking ass. Who doesn't want to see that, right? She looks amazing.
You know what? I'm just not. None of them do anything for me. They seem so plastic people.
Well, yeah. I mean, if she speaks, I don't enjoy her, but I do. I do not mind looking at her. I think she's quite attractive.
I'm going to put it out here this way. I'm not jerking off to any video that she produces. Sorry.
Not going to happen, huh?
No.
All right. Well, good to know. All right. Good to know.
So,
Are there any models or celebrities right now that you go, oh my God, she's great? Like Gisele Bündchen or
Zooey Deschanel. Oh, totally.
Oh, she's your girl. Whenever I go to the epitome of beauty, I always say Cindy Crawford.
Mm.
Like, and I think that dates me, because remember House of Style on MTV when she was on there in the late 80s, early 90s or whatever? I just remember thinking she's the most beautiful person on the planet. And she was. And she was married to Richard Gere and, all that stuff. I remember thinking she was the most glamorous woman ever.
Wow.
And there's been more famous models, but maybe because of the time frame in my life that she was popular, and I just remember thinking she was really great. And she was a beautiful, successful brunette.
Oh. Well,
and I think that might have tied in with me.
I can understand that.
Yeah. She's cute.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So,
what's
you know
next on our list, Judd?
Just one last model thing there is that the gal from Harry Potter just graduated.
Emma Watson.
Yeah, she just graduated from Brown University.
Good for her.
And there was some controversy, you know, that she left there because she was teased. I don't know if you heard that.
I hadn't heard that. Was she bullied?
Yeah, she was bullied, essentially. that she'd be in a class and they'd go, that's 3 points for Gryffindor. You can imagine this at Brown.
Wow.
Every time she'd answer a question or something, they would totally taunt her about her role in the movies.
And she couldn't shrug that off? She actually had to leave school for a while?
She did, yeah. She
wow,
took a break.
That's too bad. Okay.
But she finished, but she's quite the model herself.
She's very beautiful, yeah.
She is, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well, speaking of models and model thin, tell us about your Weight Watchers.
Oh, yeah, I didn't put that on the list. But, yes, someone at my work is doing Weight Watchers, and I really have been feeling the weight on myself. I'm up to...
Don't talk about numbers. Don't say numbers, because I'm never going to say a number.
Okay. All right. Well, I wasn't the highest, but it was getting close to the highest that I've ever been.
Okay.
And when the person said, "I'm doing Weight Watchers," I looked at that gal and I said, "You look great. What are you doing Weight Watchers for?" She said, "I got to lose weight. I'm totally fat."
Okay.
Like, you know, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
When internally you feel that way, you want to do something about it.
Sure.
And I've done Weight Watchers before, and so I thought, I know it works. Maybe that's what I need to do, because if I don't get out there and get my run on, and even if I do get my run on, I'm not managing the food intake, the calories and everything. And so if you don't, whatever gets measured gets managed. That's what they say.
I love that expression. You bet.
And it'd be easy to go, I'll have a couple beers tonight. I'll do this. I'll do that. And before you know it, if you're not watching those numbers, you know, you're piling on the calories like crazy. So I said, you know what? You're right. I'll do the Weight Watchers thing too. And so I spent my money for the 3 months, and I got the app for the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And their latest version of this Weight Watchers app rocks.
Okay.
You can barcode scan any food item anywhere.
Isn't that great? Yes,
and it tells you how many points the damn thing has.
They've got a huge database for restaurants, et cetera. Yeah, it's good.
Way better than it ever used to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, this thing rules.
Yeah.
So I get 30 points a day. Plus, I think if I exercise, I get to add points onto my day.
Right.
So I can compensate and have a little bit more food if I really want to. So I'm actually losing weight. I've lost 3 pounds since I've been on the diet.
Good for you.
Now, but I'm thinking a lot of that is just like flushing my body out of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you kind of start, you're always gung-ho and you're doing exactly to the letter what you're supposed to do, right? So I'm glad that that's working for you. I've started Atkins and have had some very good success with that over the last couple of weeks. Now, having said that, I do not consistently do anything ever. So I Atkins 5.5 days a week, and then there's a day and a half where I'm just not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So I don't know if I'll ever not be that way, though. I can't do anything 100%.
See, that's why this Weight Watchers thing is great, because I get all these bonus points,
right,
that you get to use. So I have an additional – I'll tell you exactly what I get. I get 48 bonus points, like any time points, so I could go blow out a whole day with 70 points, and
nice,
not feel like I broke my diet.
Well, here's my other unscientific, but what I keep telling myself over and over, which is why I give myself the day and a half to be non-Atkins, is that, you know, your body needs to have calorie intake, and if you restrict calories, then it kind of goes into that little bit of starvation mode. So if you do have a I don't want to say a cheat day, but that's what they call them, I guess, cheat days. Then you've kind of tricked your body into thinking, yeah, I get calories all the time. And so that does actually work for your weight loss, you know.
But the Atkins is so different because you're putting your body into ketosis.
Right.
And so if you, you know, you carb yourself, then you take yourself out of ketosis, and then you got to go through a couple of days to get back to what you had built up.
Right, which is what I do consistently over and over.
Right.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
So anyways, just the other day, I got to go over to Walt Disney World and ride the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs mine ride. It's pretty cool. It was a soft opening, so it hadn't officially opened. And it seemed pretty bug-free to me.
So basically with the ride there, they've done this expansion. The expansion's done. And I got to ride the ride. And I was really thinking, oh, this mine, if you see it, it's a real roller coaster of a ride. And I'm thinking, this is going to be exciting. Space Mountain. This was my mindset. Oh, this is going to be the most the new exciting roller coaster people are going to want to go to. And then it dawned on me, this is in Fantasyland.
Yeah.
And Fantasyland is for little kids.
Right.
There aren't rides in Fantasyland where you have to be really a particular height that I can think of to ride the ride.
Okay.
Although I do think there might be a height requirement for this ride. I didn't look. But if there was, they would have heighted me because I am so short. I'm kidding. They would not have.
You'd have made it.
I would have
barely.
Made it. Barely.
Tippy toes with a hat on.
Right. I got lifts, okay? Mm-hmm. So, anyways, I did go on the ride twice, and it is a very quick ride. It does have some good G-forces on your body, a little, like, dip. Woo!
Okay.
And the roller coaster itself, all the cars kind of cant back and forth to the left and right. And so, which is a little different than normal roller coasters where the cars don't really do anything but go straight. They follow. So you kind of have a little bit of jiggliness in there, but nothing crazy. It was a fun ride. And
it's something I haven't heard them talk about doing out here, which is a bummer because I always love new rides. I mean, mm-hmm. We know the difference between Disneyland and Disney World is real estate, right? You guys have more area than we have, so which is nice for you.
But even though they have more real estate, they don't really have more rides there. And in fact, California has more stuff packed in a smaller location than Disney World has in its bigger location.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And I've never done a count for ride for ride. So.
Oh, ride for ride, Disneyland is kicking ass ride for ride. There's more rides at Disneyland in California.
Oh, well, I'd love to hear that. Yeah. I love when we're number one at something.
Yeah, we'll do a podcast. We'll talk about we'll do one of those, compare Disneyland to Disney World.
Okay, that'd be fun.
That would be a fun one.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyways, the ride is good. I think it's the right ride at the right time because they got rid of the Snow White ride here and replaced it
with this.
With this, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
So this allows them to have the Snow White theme, and it'll be there forever, and it's cool.
Are you anxious to see Maleficent?
Yes, I am. Yeah. I'm excited. I think that's going to be good. So summer movies, we'll talk that for a few minutes. Okay.
And, love it.
Yeah, so Maleficent, that comes out next week, right?
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. I saw X-Men just the other day.
Cool.
Not the best of the X-Men movies.
Okay.
But a good X-Men movie. It wrapped up a lot of things. I think it took everything and put it together, try to work those issues out that they had.
Okay.
So I think it fixes the timelines.
I'm not an X-Men fan, so I don't know nothing from nothing about the X-Men. I know Hugh Jackman is super dreamy, and I appreciate that, but the rest of it, I have no idea.
Yeah. I think that it would be nice if they did the same thing with Star Trek that they did with X-Men. Fix the fucking timelines and stop this multi-universe crazy bullshit, all this stuff. You know, wrap it up in a nice bow, make it nice and easy. That's what I would like to see.
Interesting. All right. Well, I'm not a, you know me. Mm-hmm. I like my Avengers, and that's kind of all I like.
You know what? Actually, the folks who worked the Avengers deal did it right. comparatively to X-Men, they did it right. There's a Thor movie, a Hulk movie, an Iron Man movie, a Captain America movie. They have their own origins. You know what they're all about, and you can love whoever you love. And and then there's the Avenger movie.
Or just love them all like I do.
Right, there you go.
Yeah.
I want a girl, though. Come on. I really want a Wonder Woman movie, which would be spectacular.
Don't get me started. That would be the most amazing thing ever. But they'll never pick the right Wonder Woman. Although they were on the right track, I think, when they were considering Christina Hendricks for her. Thought that would have been a great choice for Wonder Woman. So.
Well, we may see a Wonder Woman show up in that Superman-Batman combo movie just as a cameo appearance.
That would be awesome.
That would be good. I'm thinking we're going
to
see some cameos from some superheroes outside of Superman and Batman. Just, you know, some way. They have to do that because they're talking Justice League movie.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
They need to make it as campy as the Saturday morning Justice League cartoon, though, right? That would be so fun.
I would like that. It's kind of debatable. You know, there was a TV show with live action superheroes, and they did something campy like that, and it didn't last, but it was funny and fun. And I bet someone put it on YouTube or something, or I don't know where. I'd like to find it. This is where Netflix is failing me.
Oh yeah, I agree.
Because there's like all these TV shows, you should be able to kind of like go, what year was that? What era? And you could find it.
Hulu or Amazon Prime do that better than Netflix?
I don't know. The only place I would think we could find our TV history is IMDb.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
True.
And that's owned by Amazon, I guess, now. It's an Amazon property.
All right. So real quickly, we're going to talk about the 7 movies that you're supposed to see this summer.
Okay.
Godzilla.
Haven't seen it yet, but it's on my list.
Going. And Maleficent. We talked about that briefly.
Yeah.
22. It's like the sequel to the 21 or 22 Jump Street.
Looks fun. Looks funny, actually.
Very funny. I love Jonah Hill. I think he's super cute. Very squeezable. How to Train Your Dragon 2.
I love the first one. I would go see the second one.
And then I didn't see the first one, but I know it's a good movie, so we'll probably end up seeing that. Something called Boyhood.
Haven't heard
that.
That'll
be one I haven't really learned too much about. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and then Planet of the Apes, again, we're doing this Planet of the Apes thing.
Is this a reboot again?
A reboot again, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that. Oh, you know what I did see was that Transformers is coming out with another movie all of a sudden.
Yeah, with Mark Wahlberg's in it, right?
Yeah.
One of those Wahlbergs. Jupiter Ascending, starring Channing Tatum and Mila Kunis.
Oh, I want to see that.
That looks really good.
The previews to that look phenomenal.
Get On Up, the film version of the Broadway musical Jersey Boys, which tells the story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. So I think that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like a cast of characters in that. So those are the 7 movies that we're supposed to see this summer.
Okay.
Anything we see above and beyond will be above and beyond.
I'm telling you, though, that the Transformer movie is not thrilling me to see at the movies. I definitely would see it on video, but...
Summer is the time for those movies, so I appreciate that. You know, we've become very seasonal with cinema these days, right? You've got the winter Academy Award fall releases and then the summer blockbuster popcorn tours. Yeah. But I don't need that big, explosive summertime blockbuster like that. I just don't.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
A bajillion other people do, so more power to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if there's nothing else playing and I want to get out and go to the movies, I probably would see it, but it's not the top of my picks.
If I'm craving Raisinets and popcorn, I'll see anything.
Nice.
What's your go-to movie candy?
You know, I'm not a candy person at the movies. I don't like. I like to go in and sit and just enjoy the movie, and I
Who
never.
Are you? You don't eat?
I don't.
What is wrong with you?
Okay, I'm going to
tell. I don't even know who you are.
I'm going to tell you a story. Tell you a story. My dad used to take us to the movies, and that guy would be up and down at that damn concession stand. Like, I can remember this. He'd be like, okay, here's some stuff. We'd go to that GMC or whatever it was over at the Montclair Plaza. Yes. And I could just remember him going in and out to go get food. And I'm like,
because you guys were asking for it, or he just didn't like to sit still?
He just felt like that was part of the movie experience. And I told my dad, I said, Dad, I don't need anything. I just want to watch the movie. And this is a little kid. And so it was my internal, like, I don't want anything at the movies. And so I...
Okay, that's really funny. I'm surprised at that. But yeah. Okay.
So I don't know. I train myself to... But if someone throws popcorn in my face, I'm totally eating it.
Well, I'm addicted to popcorn in any aspect, and the movies especially. So I would never... Even if I've gone to dinner and then a movie... I still eat popcorn. So, yeah, there's no satiation factor that popcorn still doesn't go for me.
But then I have to have a drink. If I have popcorn, I got to have a drink.
Well, of course you have a drink. A giant tanker-sized Diet Coke or whatever it is you like to drink. That's, Mm-hmm. And then you eat Raisinets because you got the salty sweet thing going on.
Uh-huh.
So we do it.
Yeah. I'll say that there are two candies, though, that if I'm going to have candy at the movies, there's two candies I really like. Junior Mints. I love Junior Mints. I could eat Junior Mints all the time.
Fair enough.
And then Milk Duds are good.
I'm a Dud fan, too. And I need stale Duds, not fresh ones.
Really?
I like them a little chewier.
Yeah. So those are kind of my movie candies, if I was going to have. But that minty chocolate, it is good.
And that's the thing about children today and why they're so screwed up and why I worry about the future is that they love all that sour shit. So they eat the sour worms and the Sour Patch, whatever. And it's like, that's not candy to me.
No.
So
chocolate is almost candy to me.
Yeah, chocolate is candy. I sort of refuse to buy the sour stuff when we're at the movies. I'm a terrible mom.
And you'll never get a Red Vine or a Twizzler in my hand. Sorry.
Well, Red Vine I would consider because you got to make the Red Vine straw, which I do quite often still at the age of 44 and three quarters. And then, but Twizzlers, no, because Twizzlers are not really licorice. I don't know who eats that. That's not really what you're supposed to do.
Right.
So I'm glad I'm so flexible.
Well, we better wrap this up.
All right, let's get it done. Summer's going to be over by the time this podcast is up.
I know. So we knocked it out there. We talked a little bit Memorial Day and VA and all that stuff going on. And hey, you know, let's keep your guns locked up. So let's not have any more shootings.
And crazy people.
Then we talked about two crazy people, Kanye and Kim.
Right.
You know, they're all packing at that wedding. You know that.
Yeah.
It's two-pack. A two-pack wedding. I don't know. And then we talked a little bit about Disney and the expansion here in Florida. So come on out and vacation here.
I
want
to do that.
Yeah. Come out and we'll hit the parks over there. And let's see. And then we talk summer. Oh, Weight Watchers and my Weight Watcher diet. And we'll do that. So
love that. Good for you. Good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to.
Have a amount of pounds you want to lose?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to lose 20 pounds.
20. All right.
That's and I can tell you I'm down by 4.
So, okay. Already. So you only got 16 more.
16 more. So
yeah, you're 25% there. I love it.
I'll hit the wall, I'm sure. But we'll see. And we talked movies, and the movies have been great. So it's a fantastic conversation today.
Happy summer, everybody.
Yeah, and we will talk to you soon.
Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
This is in Fantasyland.
Yeah.